It's saying we won't give each other any more than a few hours a week, and we won't receive any more from each other than a few hours a week, but we don't want to have to compete with someone who might. When someone wants to date exclusively, it's like not going to the next place. It's like dibbing. That's what it is. It's dibbing. You know dibbing, right? My little brother, I dib the World Series. Because we had one television. In the spring, he'd say, I dib the World Series. Then he'd get to watch the TV for the whole World Series. Nobody else would get to watch anything else. I dib the World Series. That's what dating exclusively is. It's dibbing. But it's not going anywhere, which is a concept we'll talk about. Why it needs to go somewhere. Can you see? I mean, if you truly want a life of the extent of your relationship is that you spend 3 or 4 hours together each week and you never get involved in each other's lives, you never become part of each other's lives, you never support each other, because that's what dating is. Dating is just, here, definition of date, right here. Date, to have social engagements with persons of the opposite sex. That's what dating is, to have social engagements with persons of the opposite sex. It's when you start getting involved in each other's lives that you start having a relationship. So when someone wants to date exclusively, it's let's just have social engagements with each other. That's fine if that's what your purpose is. If that's what you're looking for is to have a steady date. Someone who you're going to, every Saturday night, you're going to have a social engagement together. I don't know very many people that that's all they want. They usually want something that's more like partnership, like connection, like support, like being involved with each other and with each other's lives. Yes? So watch that date exclusively thing. And if you're a woman and you're dating exclusively, you're not dating. You're in a relationship. By the way, you know he's your boyfriend if you can introduce him that way and he doesn't like go... We'll talk more about what to do about all this stuff later. So that's a way that we're out of sync. Men date and women don't. And because we don't date, we think we're in a relationship. And in our relationships, we require a certain amount of communication because we need to reconnect. We need to keep that connection going. So if we don't hear from you, at least every couple of days, 2 or 3 days, we get all bent out of shape. We feel abandoned. Yes? We do. We feel abandoned. When we don't hear from you for 2 or 3 days, we feel abandoned. It's just a girl thing. It's just instinct. It doesn't mean you did abandon us, but it's the difference between single focus and diffuse awareness. We're keeping a connection going, and we can't connect with you because you're focused on something else. So if you want to be successful with women, put something in your schedule that has you call her or email her every couple of days. Really, just to, you know, hi, thinking about you. Oh my gosh, they'll take care of her for hours. I mean, that seems like a very high-level committed activity. He was thinking about me. Wow. In some ways, we're very easy. Very easy. Just let me know you're thinking about me, and I'll be great. Okay, next way that we're out of sync. Oh boy, and we are so out of sync this way. Dating. Oh, we so look forward to dating. Let me give you the definition of interview. A meeting of people face-to-face as for evaluating or questioning a job applicant.